Hey, loved ones. Thank you for joining us. It's been a beautiful day. We gathered together to enjoy music together. I did not originate this material. I just simply assembled it for you. Assembled with love in downtown Los Angeles. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Hello. Tonight I got music for you from Mark Ronson, Hiatus Coyote, The Mighty Scepters, Monophonics. I'm going to start you off with Rafael Sadiq. Love That Girl is the name of the tune from his exceptionally good The Way I See It record. That was out in 2008. It's one of my four-year-old daughter's favorite songs right here. Rafael Sadiq, Love That Girl. Enjoy, loved ones.
Space. As the night settles down, better take the things you need.
They wanna kill our dreams and spill our love,
and the poem is getting tough, right?
Zone the Lions, featuring Malik the Freak Moore and Mr. Black Shakespeare. When It Rains is the name of the tune from their latest record out on the Stones Throw label called Soul Riot. Loved ones, this is the Pacao Rhythm and Steel Band. This may seem a little familiar to you as a cover of 50 Cent's Pimp. Or P-I-M-P. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
coming home to your tender, sweet love, and you're my one and only one. The world needs a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I want.
Leon Bridges, young man making old music there. He's from Texas, Fort Worth. Specifically, Leon Bridges, Coming Home is the name of that tune. One of the latest singles, look for that full-length debut this summer. Prior to that, we heard the Pacao Rhythm and Steel Band. P-I-M-P, or Pimp. I dig that tune, man. Before that, we heard The Lions from Los Angeles. That is When It Rains is the name of the tune from the Soul Riot LP, currently out now on the Stone's Throw label. Start off the set with Rafael Sadiq. Love that girl from The Way I See It record out. Multi-talented singer, musician, producer from Oakland, California. Neighborhood Love from Oakland, California. Loved ones, thank you so much for joining me. I give a special congratulations to my friends and studio mates at the Dark Mark Show for their 2-year anniversary show last week. Stick around after my show, they come on right after us. But congratulations, Dark Mark. And crew, Nicole Six. Loved ones, I had a guest a little bit more than a year ago, a couple of folks from a pretty cool art collective called Uglar Works, U-G-L-A-R, Uglar Works. More than just visual artists, they do cool projects, a lot of great ideas. They're trying to take things in a new direction, and it's kind of nice to see like-minded individuals working in a direction. Anyway, one of the dudes involved with him, Mr. Ryan Gaddis, he just released a book about about 8 chapters in right now. It's called All... It just came out last week. It's called All Involved, a novel. Basically, it takes place during the Los Angeles riots. Rodney King riots, right? And it's different stories that are related. Kind of like The Wire. If you ever saw The Wire, you know there's like everyone's got their individual stories, but they're kind of interwoven together. Stories from sort of the... nothing to do with what you saw on cameras during the riots, man. I'll tell you that one. And I'm pretty hooked. I'm only about, like I said, about 8 chapters in. It's called All Involved, written by Mr. Ryan Gattis, G-A-T-T-I-S. You can find that on Amazon. Or if you want to check out the audiobook, here's what you do. You go in, my friend Dark Mark's webpage, darkmarkshow.com, darkmarkshow.com, and click that little Audible button on the top right, and it's the same Audible that you get anywhere, except that if you click that, then Mr. Mark and all that, you get a little piece of the action, right? And then you check out that book, All Involved, a novel. It takes place during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles, and it's compelling as hell, so on. Very graphic, by the way. So, you know. Parental guidance. Loved ones coming up on the next set. Miss Lynn Collins is going to be singing Take Me Just the Way I Am. And if it sounds a little bit James Brownish, there's a reason for that, because Mr. James Brown wrote it, produced it, along with his old band leader, Fred Wesley and the JBs, and put it out on his own label, People Records. Lynn Collins, Take Me Just As I Am, 1973. I'm going to follow that up with new music from the Monophonics from their upcoming LP, Sounds of Sinning. Enjoy. I got something, brother. Neighborhood Love from Cincinnati, Ohio. That was 24 Karat Black. The Best of Good Love Gone. Recorded in 1974, but released only in 2009. Prior to that, we heard the Monophonics from the Bay Area. Promises is the name of the tune from their upcoming LP, Sounds of Sinning. The expected release of that LP is next week, actually, April 14th. You should check it out. Neighborhood Love Radio favorites, Monophonics. Oh, and they're playing Saturday, May 9th at the Mint with Raquel Rodriguez. Saturday, May 9th at the Mint in Los Angeles, California. We started off the set with Lane Collins, Take Me Just As I Am. I got that off you can find that a couple different places, including a 45 single. But I got that one off of the LP, James Brown's Funky People, which is out in 1973 on James Brown's own People Records. Loved ones, if you like what's going on behind me, the bed music, the background. This is the Mighty Scepter's Sirens Call is the name of the tune. Hope you like it. Loved ones, I've gotten quite a few messages congratulating me, and I want to say thank you. Loved ones, if you don't know, I got married a couple weeks back. Beautiful ceremony, beautiful bride, and surrounded by a lot of friends, family, well-wishers. We even had a couple crashers, which I wanted to let in, but they weren't having it. but I had a great time, and man, you really, sometimes it takes an event like that to really realize how many friends and family, just how much they come through for you. So thank you, everyone that's reached out. I'm very, very happy, man. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We're the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, which is a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion. Through the last couple weeks, there's been a couple of photo essays. Prior guest of the show, Ash Hudson. He splits his time between Osaka, Japan, and Los Angeles. And, man, that's a dude living his life. You know, he takes a lot of photographs with models, kind of sexy, suggestive, never quite straight-up porn. He says, and I kind of agree, it's a little bit boring, right? You know, it's a lot more fun to put together a scene with some props and a nice-looking model. It's a little bit more suggestive and more fun. Anyway, check out the photo essay on neighborhood-love.com with Mr. Ash Hudson. You may know also as the founder of the Con Art apparel brand, one of the first graffiti and streetwear clothing lines that I'm aware of anyway. You find that on neighborhood-love.com, and while you're there, check out the shop button to the upper right. We got t-shirts, skateboard decks, stickers, etc. Check it out. Go shopping. Be good to yourself. Pick up something. If you need to email me for any reason, you got questions, comments, concerns, you want to explore your feelings about the show, let me know. And if you play music or you got any recommendations, absolutely, let me be your conduit. I'd love to play your music for the other loved ones. Run it past me, man. Neighborhood. You can find me at RadioSancho@gmail.com. Again, the email is RadioSancho@gmail.com. This is new-ish music from Hiatus Coyote out of Melbourne, Australia. By Fire is the name of the tune from their upcoming LP. Enjoy. Oh,
Governor, yes, I give you the hand to hold. Through darkness and earth where I seek through the land to mold. A woman the rest, night and day, sweat and tears unfold. To undress the burden and caress the blast of toad. Oh,
Coyote from her upcoming LP, Choose Your Weapon. That's due out May 4th. They're also playing at the Roxy Theater on May 20th. Hiatus Coyote. This is a session from their EP Unravel out on the True Thoughts label. Name of the tune's called Oblivion.
midnight. This is DJ Crash Crash. I'm here at the Dark Park Metal Shop getting my chrome polished. Y'all know why we in here getting our chrome right? Yeah, so don't shine by itself is right. Don't shine by itself is right. Well, tonight, we got the Electrified Betas throwing an end of the world Cyber Freak Festival. Something fun and excellent for y'all to do. Don't let it break you now. Well, looky here. We got the sisters looking good, shining bright. Here to tell y'all about it.
Yes, this is Melanie 45221.
And Asada 8550.
With the new chapter of the Electrified Betas. We will be at the Muse Auditorium tonight, along with DJ Crash Crash and the Wonderland Jam Authority.
Right, female right. Alpha Platinums are in for free. Clones and humans welcome after midnight. We're going to have a bouncing electro booty contest, an atomic kissing contest, and much, much
that's
more.
What I'm talking about.
No bounty hunters allowed. Bring your punk ass up here looking for Cindy Mayweather, and you might get hurt.
Woo! That's right, sisters. Power up, power up. Now take us into our next song.
This is Cindy's newest jam, Dance Apocalyptic, here at 105.5 WDRD.
Running fingers down the floor.
from the latest Mark Ronson record, Daffodils, featuring Kevin Parker on that tune. Just can't ignore the funk on that one. That's from his latest record, Uptown Special. Before that, we heard The Session. Oblivion is the name of the tune from their released EP, Unravel, on the True Thoughts label. They're playing the El Cid Saturday, April 25th. Before that, new music from Hiatus Coyote, By Fire's name of the tune, from their upcoming LP out May 4th. Loved ones, thank you so much for coming by. I've had a lot of fun. And stick around for the Dark Mark Show, Colombian model Gia Moore, and sexpert Dr. Lamora Blockman coming on the show. Should be super fun. I'm looking at the green room right now. It looks pretty fun out there. Hey, Mark. Loved ones, thank you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have a great week. Bye now.